Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and their distributor, Essential Formulas. Improve your digestive health naturally with Dr. O'Hara's, now available on Amazon. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we hope that you're all doing well today and wanted to just give you a little information about Conscious Talk Radio. For those of you that might be listening for the very first time, we are a five-day-a-week show, and we talk about health and animals and the environment and relationships and spirituality and all sorts of topics, and we can talk about anything because we bring consciousness to those subjects.
And really, that's the point, is that we talk about consciousness because that's the basis of everything we do and where we come from. So how we approach any subject it depends on the consciousness behind it. And, you know, also on a practical level, you know, we want to tell you a little bit about our site, because not only do we have archives for at least 2 years, but there's free podcasting. The podcast goes up a couple of hours after the live show. And, you know, obviously that's available to any device, and how to sign up for that, because it's free, is right there on the site. But also, every guest has a guest page. And if you want to find out about those guests, you can put their name in the search engine. It'll take you to their page. It'll connect you with their websites. There'll be a little bio there and also a play button for any of the shows they've been on.
And we have information on the products from the sponsors that come on our show. And, folks, these are all time-tested products. We wouldn't bring them forward if we didn't believe in their efficacy and that we use them ourselves. We also have a Facebook page that we post a lot of very interesting things. And we stream live into 152 countries. So, you know, we're getting out there that way as well, which is available. So, you know, we are one of these shows that are bringing upliftment and empowerment and hopefully inspiration and information into your life.
So check out ConsciousTalk.net. And if you are outside of our broadcast area, it's the best way to get the show. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so there is a shift happening. People are looking to experience life differently than the one laid out for them. How to reinvent yourself is the question. We'll talk to Abby Wan, author of How Me Found I, Mastering the Art of Pivoting Gracefully Through Life. She has some pretty important insight we think may help. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we are making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today, Abby Wan, was a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur and venture capitalist until she experienced a pivotal illness, which kept her bedridden for close to 2 years. Now, when she awakened to her greater purpose after laying around for that time, you know, it all led to an amazing book that we read, and it's and we love the title. Mm-hmm. It's called How Me Found I. But as a teacher, speaker, and author, and as she says, a Sherpa guide, Abby Wan assists others in walking their own paths to greatness in the same manner as she was shown. So we're going to find out about that because we've got her here with us. Abby, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much, Rob. I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, we did love the title of the book. It caught our attention right away, and so we're kind of curious where you came up with that title.
Well, to be really honest, that title came into me while I was sleeping, so I can't really claim credit for it. It just floated into my head, and the book announced itself. So, and before this, I was never an author. Didn't think I was ever going to be one, and voila, I have a book with a unique title. But essentially, me is each one of us as we are brought up by society, what I call the conditioned personality. And I is who you are in your totality. It's all that I am. It's that greater part of you, you know. And this book is about discovering how I operate truly and naturally as I was always meant to be. And it's the discovery of that by the conditioned personality and how you end up integrating both your life here on Earth and in the 3D and in the external environment or your hologram and connecting it to the greater part of you so that you are active here but not of here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it does. It you know, harkens back to what we discussed as the I am for so many years. Mm-hmm. And what I love about what's been happening in this shift of where people are starting to understand better just who we really are.
Exactly.
You know, what came to us when we started this radio show was that our mission was to give people back to themselves. And that's kind of how we felt about what was going on with us. And it's this ever-evolving process. Of discovery, or actually, you know, as we say, remembering. So you kind of describe in the book how humans were created. So you want to follow down this this path?
Yeah,
a little,
your description a little is a
yeah.
little bit different than the biblical
yeah.
one. Put
right.
it that way.
yeah.
The game of life, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, it's. I'm so excited to be on your show because there's such resonance here, and I can actually speak about what this book was truly meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
I do not honestly think this book could have been written before 2012.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this book came here purposely to handle this moment in time where there is so much acceleration, there's so much change, and we are evolving and we're shifting. This is the new time. And so, like you just mentioned, Rob, about remembering, this book is really to help us remember who we truly are and why we are here and why we are here and why we exist and to utilize those long-forgotten dormant abilities of what a human being is.
Mm-hmm.
If I step back and I say intelligence is what we use to understand and become consciously aware. That's what our ego uses to understand what is going on around us. But we have been trained for so long in only one type of intelligence and have been really, quite frankly, unaware or underutilized the other type of intelligence. And that intelligence is called crystallized intelligence. It's intelligence based on memory, based on reference, or what we say academic or textbook. It's what is, and it can be replicated and duplicated. So 2 + 2 = 4 is an example of crystallized intelligence. But that doesn't help us at all during the time of tremendous change, because during tremendous change, we are moving constantly into the unknown, and so we don't have any known points of reference. And that's what's got a lot of people scared and a lot of people stuck.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that as human beings, we were always trained to handle the constant of change. And the type of intelligence that we utilize to handle change, which is really dynamic movement in an energetic form, is something called fluid intelligence. Now, what's so funny is that fluid intelligence is what we say geniuses have. Mozart had it. Leonardo da Vinci had it. You know, you name a genius, And you say, how did that person understand stuff that we can't see? How can they connect the dots that we can't even see or are even aware of? Well, that's really fluid intelligence. And believe it or not, every single one of us has it. We just don't know that, and we don't know how to utilize it because we are totally unaware of it. Mm-hmm. And fluid intelligence is the ability to explore into the unknown and reorient yourself every time you take a step. So an example is a pilot. If you're flying a plane, you look at the dashboard, and then you look outside. Well, you have complete space to move around. So every time you make a decision based on the choices that you have to reorient yourself again to make the next move. So if you're trying to fly from point A to point B, every single step along that way requires a whole new set of decisions because a whole bunch of new choices show up. So that's why I call myself a Sherpa guide, because as human beings, we are naturally designed to do that, but we are taught otherwise.
Yeah, it's like I like to use the example of, our life is often like the space shots. And I learned this from my sister-in-law, who was a mathematician involved in a number of those early space shots. And you aim for something. In other words, you put your ship up into the general area that you want to be in. You know, you sort of shoot it off, and then you adjust it about a million times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
And that seems to be the path of life. And our problem is that we keep hanging on to the original trajectory. and then we miss by a mile. We feel we've missed something. We get to the end of life and go, what? You know, what happened? That's kind of what that's really why I liked your work, because we talk about all these spiritual concepts, but this is more of a, down on the ground, hey, here's how it actually works.
Well, you call life, Abby, a game to be played, but it's not quite as easy as some games. And because there's been a handicap placed in the structure, hasn't there been?
Yes, there is. The handicap placed in the structure is memory. We forget, we go into a state of amnesia when we land, and mm-hmm. then we're given one tool, which is free will, with
right.
no instructions.
Mm.
So,
right.
what ends up happening is if you don't have any instructions, you don't know the system that you're within, you tend to then create in an egocentric way. Mm-hmm. You make everything come to you without realizing that there's another way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this book introduces another concept, which is also not as common out there as well. I mean, it talks about quantum physics. It talks about geometry, which people somewhat know enough of to be able to draw correlation. But it introduces something called angular rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, believe it or not, very, very unspoken in a way.
Yes, it is very uncommon. And when we come back from this break, then we want you to get into that for us, Abby. The book is How Me Found I. We're talking to Abby Wan, and it's the Mastering the Art of Pivoting Gracefully Through Life. And we'll be back after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation,
flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. You are listening to it, and you know, we're having a great conversation today with Abby Juan. Her full name is Abigail Diaz Juan, and she wrote a wonderful book called How Me Found I. It's Mastering the Art of Pivoting Gracefully Through Life. And when you read the book, you'll really understand what that means, because well, it's a fascinating story, and we have her here with us. And Abby, you just introduced us to something called angular rotation. So maybe it would be great if you could kind of explain that concept.
Certainly. Angular rotation is a science based upon the constant of change. And to be simply put, change means dynamic movement, but it's in a turning fashion. In other words, to exist, we revolve, we turn, we rotate. And so therefore, we have to look at change as a movement that arcs. And the problem that we have is that our minds think in a linear fashion, so we think in a straight line. But the universe and nature moves us in a turning fashion. So the quickest example is, let's say you're on the beach. You leave your towel on the beach, you walk out into the water, and you think you're walking in a straight line. At some point, you turn around because you want to come back to the beach, and you look at the beach, and your towel's nowhere in sight. And the reason for that is, as you're walking straight, the earth is turning, and so therefore your towel keeps shifting to the left. And so when you turn and you look back in a straight line, you're probably off to the right somewhere along the beach. And you got to turn your head to find your towel again. That is angular rotation. So another way to make relevance is that the Freemason symbol is of the square and the compass. That's their entire concept of construction and creation making. That's the reference to angular rotation. How we think and how the world moves, we have to reconcile that. And the way we actually do that in a psychological and energetic and physical movement is called pivoting, which is why when you look at the big events that's happened in your life, in your state of circumstances, you can connect the dots by the pivotal moment of where things drastically change or have changed for you. And that is the activity and the art form of pivoting. That's how we handle angular rotation. And believe it or not, we are actually designed for that. We are just conditioned to do it differently. And because of that, we're stuck. We can't seem to move forward because when you're moving forward linearly, but you don't take into account the rotation, you're going to run into the wall.
Yeah.
And then we think it's our fault, when in reality, it's because we don't know we're supposed to be turning and pivoting as we move forward. Mm-hmm. And what this book does is it teaches you how to create your life by helping you master the art form of pivoting. Another word for that is synchronicity, serendipity, and being in sync.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a guide to the, you know, I think of it as what you just described as a guide. You know, it's our guidance system or our GPS for our spiritual being connecting with our human one. Is that?
That's right. Exactly on point, Rob. It is our ability to fly over the, to fly through our life or walk as we so choose. Mm-hmm. We can leap from mountain to mountain or we have to climb up the mountain. Leaping and flying from peak to peak is a lot more easier.
Yes.
You know how to do it.
Yeah. But first you got to recognize those experiences as peaks. That's the problem because we define them differently usually when they happen to us.
That's very true.
And because we don't understand that concept, it's buried, it's forgotten, it's, you know, it's been left out of part of the structure here. Are we here to remember that? And do we get stuck in the how of everything? Is that how we get stuck?
I have a larger answer to that one, Brenda. Mm-hmm. Let me, if I can, draw a picture for you. David Hawkins, one of our pioneers in human consciousness, created a map of consciousness when he realized that different emotional states have a different megahertz associated to it. So, for instance, fear, guilt, and shame is at the bottom of the scale, fear being at 50 megahertz. Then he discovered that the baseline, when you convert over the baseline, so let's just say that whole area is where we expend a lot of effort to maintain our lives. Okay. Mm-hmm. The baseline or the horizontal axis he found out was courage. Courage was at a 200 megahertz. And when you go over courage, you're now in a different environment, one that he called natural power. And believe it or not, love exists there at 500. Mm-hmm. So if you see that baseline, if you draw four quadrants, right, then essentially, below baseline and courage, we live in this world that is ego-designed and ego-driven and ego-centric. And it's because it's ego-designed and ego-centric, it's polarized. The ego doesn't know there's anybody else but it. So you end up in a polarized world where you choose to have to be in either pole, but there's no concept of being in the middle along the spectrum because that requires balance. So you expend a lot of effort trying to stay at one end or the other. Mm-hmm. That's the maintenance and that status quo. Now, the ego was created for two very specific abilities. I mean, it excels in these two abilities. The first ability is protection. So if the ego doesn't know that it is a partner to something in a dual structure, meaning the other half above courage, it will spend its entire time protecting you from leaving that area because it needs to keep you safe. So it uses fear to do that. Fear is an emotional response of an anticipated pain or discomfort, okay? So it teaches you how to avoid rising. Now, if you were built to rise being spaciousness, growth, evolution, because your job is, as a human being, you're designed to move into your natural power, then what happens is every time you hit the baseline, fear hits you, you drop again, and you continue expending effort, and you continue to contract. That's the world we live in today, which is why it's so chaotic. But because we are now evolving at a faster rate, and there are energies and support and consciousness wakening up to try to get us to move into natural power, which I believe my book is one of those helps or supports, we are learning how to reawaken ourselves back to the other ability that the ego excels at and was really meant to do, and that is the ability to explore the unknown. Mm-hmm. But it couldn't do that unless it could step into the unknown comfortably, and that is the ability of the heart. So in the book, I explain how the heart and the ego is a dual structure. They each have their own territory, but they're meant to be counterbalancing. Mm-hmm. They're not meant to eliminate or subjugate the other or dominate. They're meant to be equal partners in their own territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why on the ground, one of the things that we have discovered and talked about for years, because before we realized this nature of the universe, or in our naive expression, we thought we could do a radio show that would explain a lot of these things, expose people to the things that we've been exposed to, and that, you know, they're just hearing it, they'd be able to shift. Well, the truth of the matter is they had to experience it. Mm-hmm. So we had to experience cancer, for instance,
right.
Or people experience all sorts of turmoil in their life, from divorce to car accidents, etc. Those are actually gifts, or that's part of this getting you back online, you know, above that line, because until
that's
you
correct.
Get low enough, mm-hmm. you don't hook into the possibilities. And that's what happened with you, right? I mean, that, you know, this
absolutely.
Is the plain experience on the ground mm-hmm. that shifted you to understand the duality of the universe and what was above the line.
And you brought up the courage piece, which is, you know, so many megahertz. And we couldn't develop that courage, correct me if I'm off base here, Abby, without having some of those experiences. We're given that opportunity, correct?
We're given that opportunity all the time. Mm-hmm. Courage is also another word for leaning into the unknown.
Right.
It's
leaning out of your comfort zone. That's how we expand, evolve, and grow. And you're right, Rob. I mean, cancer was what did it for you. And for me, it was, you know, adrenal fatigue syndrome, which led into a spontaneous kundalini awakening. I was essentially at the top of my game as a venture capitalist. And, you know, was all set. And I thought I was going to be camping out on that mountain peak and having a good old time eating caviar and sipping champagne. And then the next thing you know, I got booted off the mountain and got a nosebleed falling off the cliff.
Right.
And, you
right.
know, laying in bed for 2 years. But what it did was it showed me that the mountain I was climbing was actually in reverse.
Yeah. Yes.
And yes. that I believe truly that what happens is we all have that ultimate protection mechanism in us that resets us when we go so far off stray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hold that thought, Abby, because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're talking with Abby Wan, How Me Found I. A lot more to come. Stay tuned.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks, and you're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, our website, ConsciousTalk.net, and we draw your attention always to our events section, our Facebook page. There's a lot of information up on our website as well, and we invite you to join us. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're having an incredible conversation with Abby Wan. Now, she wrote a book called How Me Found I, and we highly suggest that everyone read this book, and there is a particular focus for women, because in mastering the art of pivoting gracefully through life, you will realize that, more obstacles have been put up for the feminine, which we've discussed for years, but there's a real focus here, and since our audience is primarily women, we want to point you in this direction, and also you can find out more about Abby and her book by going to mydiamondquest.net.
So, Abby, I want to ask you about something you wrote about You talk about the powers that be and how they're trying to control our choices. Can you explain that a little bit, how that affects us and why this is playing out in the game of life here?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because that question has been asked to me a few times on radio, and I have to think carefully about what the answer is for that based on the audience. So I'm going to go strike out. And since your audience is pretty sophisticated and spiritually savvy, there are two kinds of powers that be. There is the powers that be that controls the world that we live in this external hologram world or 3D world that lives in. And some people have alluded to that being the few over the many. And so that particular powers that be are not interested in us having our natural power. Because then we're hard to control.
Right.
Okay. So that's the powers that be that keeps us in a polarized duality world where we're always trying to just survive. Okay. And that I believe is purposeful. So we spend our energy at our expense for their benefit. Now there's another powers that be, which is the greater powers that be. I call nature, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, but it is the oneness that we all belong to. And from that, we are energy. All of us is energy. And so the powers that be that act within this energetic world, there is a structure, there is a protocol, and there are principles that govern that. And if you understood that and saw how you fitted within that system of systems, then you realize that you always had power because you've got access to that greater power, that collective power that be. And so the ability for you to become who you were always meant to be and accelerate your becoming radically is understanding how to pivot as an energetic being and staying in your natural power, but operating in the world that is around here. And there is a very... It's an art and a science that few people know how to do, but it can be taught and it can be learned. And that is the attempt that I'm trying to do with this book.
Yeah. It's like one of the things that we have talked about with many authors over the years has been about this this suffering that we go through. And we've always said that suffering is optional. But you're getting to this point where... when we realize that, you know, we're on the verge of getting that everything is possible and that, you know, we've been told nothing in the spiritual sense that nothing has been denied to us. But here we are, you know, stuck in what we consider suffering. So can you kind of explain? I mean, it's self-imposed, basically, right?
It's self-imposed because we are conditioned to accept that as normal. And that's the reason why fear plays a large part. Fear governs this world. As long as you are fearful, you will not extend past your comfort zone. You will not risk. So therefore, you will not cross over the baseline of courage. Remember, courage is the ability to risk, to break through that perceived barrier of pain and discomfort. The reality is that discomfort is simply the sensation that you feel when you are evolving and growing and reaching out and passing through your comfort zone. It's discomfort. It's the opposite of comfort. But how you interpret that discomfort emotionally is what determines whether you will continue to evolve and expand, or let's just say go above baseline, or you will continue to drop. And we are conditioned to avoid that discomfort, so we continually will drop. What does that mean? We keep moving into survival mode.
There
right,
you go.
Right,
so
that's it.
We're here with Abigail Dionne Juan and Diaz Juan. The book is How Me Found I. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." my body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Way is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. Yes, you are listening to it, and I'd love to always remind you, go to ConsciousTalk.net to find out about our guests. You know, every guest on our show has a guest page. If you just put their name, first and last, or just first, or whatever, in the search engine, you will find how to get to their page. And when you do, you're going to find some bio information. You're going to find a link to their website and certainly a link to Amazon for any of the books that they've written that are available there. And, you know, it's a great way to follow through because we just introduce you, folks, and then it's up to you. You know, climb on in. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and our very special guest today is Abby Wan. The book is How Me Found I, Mastering the Art of Pivoting Gracefully Through Life. Her website is mydiamondquest.net, mydiamondquest.net. And Abby, during the break, we kind of got into the illnesses that Rob and I had, which was cancer. You experienced a different type of illness, and how we move through that density. And I think we should talk about this a little bit in this segment because it's very important to a lot of people out there that may be right now experiencing chronic illness, or maybe something that isn't chronic, but it's devastating to them. How do they pivot from the density of being fearful and moving forward and owning the fact that this is where they're at to the other side where they can actually heal?
Well, you know, I don't want to provide a simplistic answer because, you know, you had to go through cancer. I went through adrenal fatigue syndrome, and mm-hmm. that triggered a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. And 12 years later, I've written a book.
Right.
So there is a process that you go through. But if you look at it, we evolve and we grow by spiraling upward and outward mm-hmm. expansively. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you think about it from the other direction, that if we're spiraling inward in a contractive form and downward, what happens is we are heading toward death. Mm-hmm. And so when you are in a world that is driven by fear, which teaches us to avoid discomfort, which is the discomfort is the sensation we feel when we are expanding and growing beyond our comfort zone, what happens is that very act of avoiding creates a downward spiral, a contracting mm-hmm. spiral. And mm-hmm. that usually results in some kind of crisis, whether it's financial, relational, or physical. you're going to experience it. Another way to look at that is that we think in a linear way, the world turns us. So if we resist that movement of the universe wanting to us to expand, grow, and evolve, and we continue moving down a certain path, imbalance happens. And from imbalance, then again, you become unhealthy, and then you start to contract and die. When you get to a point, they say, you know, you have to hit rock bottom before you'll bounce, because at that point, you have to decide, do I want to live or die?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you'll do everything you can to support whatever decision you've made. So if it's you finally decide you're going to live, that's the turnaround. Mm-hmm. That's when you start to move up. You choose up. You choose growth. You choose life. And then the universe steps in, because it's essentially you've said, I want to hit the reset button now.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to progress up through the density. So the more effort you are in, the more courage, the more dense your environment becomes energetically, your vibration, and the lower in frequency you are. The higher you go, or the movement up and rise, the lighter it is, the more spacious it is, the higher the frequency, and the better the vibration. But here's the kicker. Everybody knows this, okay? This is not a secret. But this is the secret. This is the kicker. This is what is missing from the law of attraction and the art of creating and manifesting and all that. We are energy. Energy moves in waves. Waves undulate. That means they go up and down, side to side. We are electromagnetic beings. That means our wave undulation is up and down, side to side. The activity of pivoting is the ability of moving through that undulation psychologically and psychically, in other words, consciously. And if we know where we are in that particular moment in time, each and every moment of life, when we know where we are in that undulation, then we can see the choices and make the correct decision to undulate upwards at the proper speed and surge. And that is called torque. That is horsepower. That's like if you were driving a Ferrari versus a Volkswagen, mm-hmm. you know when to hit the accelerator. This book is about right place, right time, right action. It's mm-hmm. all about timing. And if you understood that, then you are able to continually pivot in an optimum fashion. You keep going towards true north despite what is happening around you. Mm-hmm. And when you're heading that way, abundance is automatically yours.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. And I would say, and I am going to simplify this a little, I believe, I would say one of the main things that are the main tools available to help us with that, besides courage, is trust.
Yes. Now, isn't that it interesting, Brenda, mm-hmm. that trust, with an H included, sounds exactly the same, but means forward accelerated movement.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you need trust.
Trust and trust is what you're saying.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
thrust
right.
and trust. And so without that, and that, you know, that was part of that, and I'm sure, Abby, with you, that was part of that game, if you will, of spiraling out of the density of Cancer and spiraling up.
Yes.
It really, the two main tools were courage and trust that I used.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's because the ego is unaware until it becomes aware that it's part of a dual system.
Right.
So it thinks that its inability to protect you, and it increases its fear, is because it doesn't want you to die.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
right?
But, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. But what's baked into the cake here, Abby, which is really interesting in this existence, is nobody, quote, gets out alive. So so you get to get this. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people I've been with right before they died. that gut it.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, so knowing that you will ultimately get it in the end, why not get it earlier?
Yes.
You know, oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think I use the analogy of a tip of a pencil. You know, you think you are everything, when in reality, when you figure it out, you're just the tip of the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Why not access the strength of the entire pencil?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you do, you can create a lot more writing and occupy more space on that paper. But, you know, I wanted to mention this because I think everybody's going to get this. Part of the fear also, you've heard that statement, you're really the we're afraid of our own power. Success,
right.
Failure is not because we don't know. It is we're afraid of our own power and the great responsibility it brings.
Yes.
Natural power, when you learn how to utilize your own natural power, you have to be ready to accept the responsibility mm-hmm. of really making the correct decisions and choosing the proper choices, and in order to maintain and live in that level of freedom.
Yes.
Absolute freedom is total accountability and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can't
yes.
be a victim.
There you go.
And you can't be rescued.
There you go. You have to have that integrity piece. It has
Correct.
To be there. Absolutely. Well, folks, the book is How Me Found I. And obviously, Abby, we could talk for hours. And, you know, yes, we could. And there is so much in this book, folks. And, you know, it's for some of you may need to read it more than once. Maybe even you want to read it more than once, but it's a really powerful book and you can get it on Amazon. Just click on Abby's name in our guest, you know,
well, on the book
on
yeah,
the, and
right.
click on the book and it'll take you right there. Abby, thank you so much.
It was a true pleasure, Brenda and Rob.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, thank you for being such a power out there in the world. We need more women like you for sure.
You're here.
You're here. And folks, thank you as always. We so appreciate that you tune in, that you're learning, that you're growing, and that you're taking responsibility for your life. To learn more about Abby, go to mydiamondquest.com. That's
mydiamondquest.net.
mydiamondquest.net. And folks, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.